Orbit VA. So how was it, Tom?
Well, it's beautiful. It's well lit. It's very clean. But they don't have any fresh fish at all. They discontinued that, and they used to always have it.
Went on there, don't you?
Well, probably they'd have to have a butcher shop. Maybe they just got all packaged food.
There's all these little, and I know you've seen them around, especially in Greer. I think there's two of them in Greer. There's fresh seafood shops, and they're popping up everywhere. They're just franchises and everything else you can think of. And folks jump in there, and they think they can open a fresh seafood store, and that's what's putting pressure on the supply. So I think I'm not sure if Ingles is still carrying fresh. I don't think they are. I don't think Ingles carries fresh anymore. But anyhow, that's where all the fresh fish is going, is to these mom and pops. They can get more money for it there.
Yeah, a whole lot of it. Usually it's just channel cat. Yeah, I used to catch myself, but getting older now, I don't. But, yeah, Ingles still has theirs down here in Greer, anyways, where we're going up here on 290, Steve. They got a real nice butcher shop there with all kinds of fresh fish. I don't eat too much of it because there's something in it that doesn't like gout. And I don't have severe gout, but once in a while my big toe swell up, and they thought that's what it was. And they said it's got something in it that affects that uric acid in your system in seafood that doesn't agree with that. So I don't eat a whole lot of it, but channel cats, just out of the local strip pits, shall we say, like back up in Kansas.
I thought it was primarily on beef products that particular protein that caused the gout was, you know, primarily from that. I didn't know you could do it from fish, but man, I love me some fresh fried flounder and some good old fresh fried oysters. Oh, I can tear it up.
Stew, but I don't care for oysters by themselves, but I try not to look at them when I'm eating them in oyster stew. Gross little critters. But I love flounder. That's a great fish, I'll tell you. But I believe channel cat's our favorite.
So they had done a nice job on remodeling the store, huh?
Oh, it's excellent. It's well lit. It's just a beautiful store. It really is. Well stocked. I mean, their fresh fruit and that is just out of this world.
Been one of those little cafes and all that kind of frou-frou stuff?
No, but I think Ingles has got it here, don't they? They got a Starbucks here. We don't go there. I ain't giving $7 for a cup of coffee. That's out of my pay grade.
Go to Starbucks because they do not, they specifically will not support our troops. Did you know that?
Top of my list. No, I didn't know that, Steve.
Tried to get Starbucks a contract to come onto the military bases so that they could have Starbucks on the bases. Starbucks refused them, said they could not support any type of activity or war machines.
Well, I have a sign as you go down into our basement, and it says if you're not willing to stand behind our troops, you're surely welcome to stand in front of them.
Amen. There you go. Well, listen, I just destinated, and I got to go in and do a little bit of prep works for a chiropractor downtown that I'm going to be moving. So I'm going to have to jump off of here, make it brief, and jump off of here. And I Well, we'll catch you when I get back out. I'll be out back out by about 10:30, quarter of 11. Maybe I'll catch you back on here then. KN4VWA, I'll be clear after your final. Make it grand.
Okay, we're in the parking lot here at Ingles. That worked out fine, Steve. And by the way, Bernice and me and Phil have gotten our second Pfizer vaccine, and no side effects whatsoever other than a little bit of sore arm where the injection site was. Have a good day and a safe day, Steve. KN4VWA and 0GR is clear.